the Yistle Gedudi. We're talking about the original wall from the Chotzer is still there. On the bottom of the river, there's still the wall. The bottom 10 Tvachim is really still there. Like a picture 163. If you look good, here it's not so good anymore. It looks like there's nothing there. But on the bottom of the water, like with the bottom of the wall is still there. Hey, the bottom 10 Tvachim is still there. Just the water went into the Chotzer, it covered up the bottom 10 Tvachim. So really, the Chotzer is the Rishus HaYochid. Because really, the Chotzer has a wall at the entrance. There is Dal Tvachim there. But since the water covers it up, it depends like this. If you want to schlep the water into your house, by taking it into your house, since you're going so far away from this mechitzah, you can't see it at all, the Rabbanan said it's also. They're only makel if you make a new mechitzah, gevoya yutvachen. But to carry inside the chotzer itself, since you're close, you're nearby, this gedudim, you can still see there's a little bit of a mechitzah there, so they were makel. So in the chotzer itself, you are allowed to carry. Because the Maisa, there is a fourth mechitzah there. There is the bottom part of the wall there. Just to carry the water into your house, since you're going far away, there they're only mekel if you build up another mechitzah, yutzvachem hoy. Right. Omer Rav Yehuda, Movui shloi nishtat fuboy. If you have a Movui that the chatzerim didn't make a erubi chatzeris. They didn't make a shittif. You're not allowed to carry from your house into the chotzer, into the Movui. Is hechsheroi belechi. It depends. If you put a lechi up, so stamazoi or movui is three sides has mechitzas. The fourth side is open agami. So if you put a lechi on the fourth side, so the locher is hazorik l'toychoy chayiv. If somebody throws from rishus haravim into this movui now, his midiraisa is called the rishus hayochid and yechayiv midiraisa. Hersheru b'koira. Let's say you only put a koira at the entrance to the movui. You didn't put a lechi. Hey, the fourth side is open. You only put a curry on top. Is Allah Hazarik Latoychoi Potter? That's what Rabbi Yehuda said over. If you throw now from Rishus HaRabim into this Movui, even though there are three walls all around, but since the fourth wall only has a curry, you Potter Midiraisa. That's the Havamina. So the Gemara, Maskavar Ashashis. It is Shver. Taima, the Brisa starts off and saying, Taima Dlenishtat Fabui. It's talking about the Aska Movui that you didn't make like an Ruvi Chatzeris. You didn't take a path, collect bread from all the balabatim there, to be able to carry from one house to another house. So did you call the shtatz for boy? Mashmah, they did take a Eruvi Chatzeris, everybody gave a path, gave a piece of bread, so they made an Eruvi Chatzeris and carry from one house to another house. Then it's mashmah, filu achsherim b'koyram. Even if at the entrance to the movi, there was only a koyr on top, nami chayiv. Then you'll also be masking midiraisa yichayim. If you throw from Rishus HaRabim into the Movui, and the fourth wall has only a koira, then you would be chayim. So if I think, what kind of svar is this? V'chi kikazu, also is a Rishus HaYochid, a Rishus HaRabim, like the Monoshoch. This Movui now, it has only three walls. The fourth side is open to Gamri. So Monoshoch, what do I care if they made it a Ruvich HaSeros or not? A Ruvah Chet Seris is the Rabbanan Dikalacha that you want to carry from one house to another house. But that has nothing to do to make the inside of the Movui a Rishus HaYochid or not. To make it a Rishus HaYochid has to have a Din Mechitza. So the Shaila is the Kairo called a Mechitza or it's not called a Mechitza. So what are you telling whether you made a Shtufi Mavoyis or not? Vaita Votanya, another Kasha have. Chet Seris Sharabin. You have a Chotzer that belongs to Rabbins. A lot of houses open up into one Chotzer. If you have a movui that's not opened up on both sides, an alleyway, it's only like a regular movui sosum. It's opened on one side and closed the other three sides. On movui shenu mufloshim is alochem bein irvu whether this chotzer and this movui made an eruv chetzeris or bein lo irvu whether they did not make an eruv chetzeris. They're not allowed to carry from one house to another house midirabodin. But still the locher is hazorik latoychon chayiv. And that's how we hold halacha. If you throw from Rishus HaRabim into a mokum that has three mechitzas around it, that's called Rishus HaYochid Midiraisa and Avad Yechayiv. We don't care what's on the fourth side of the Movi. Let's say there's nothing there on the fourth side of the Movi. But our Kol Ponim, since there are three mechitzas around the Movi, that's called Rishus HaYochid Midiraisa. So Melech Shver Rav Yehuda, he made a chilek. If on the fourth wall there's a curry, he said, Yepoter. The Chur, why Yepoter? Since you have three mechitzas, that makes it Rishus HaYochid. So the Mora Ela Iyitma Hochi Yitma Abade, that was wrong. Now you learn this is what really Rabbi Yehuda meant to say. Om Rabbi Yehuda, Movui Shein Roy Leshituf, a Movui that's not Roy, to make a Shtufa Mi Voice. Which means that it's a mavi mefulish, that it's open on both sides of the mavi. It's not right to make a shtufa mevoyis now, because it's open on both sides of the mavi. Then it's so. How many mechitzas do you have? Only two. On both sides it's open. Here it depends. Hersheir b'lechi. If on one of the open sides you put a lechi, see, holds lechi has a din mechitza to it. Lechi is like the mechitza diraisa. V'meila hazor v'teich chayiv. If somebody throws from Rishus Rabin into this mavi, he's chayiv midiraisa, because the lechi has a shem mechitza as if that's the third mechitza there, and three mechitzas make Rishus Yochid. Let's say hersheir b'keira. You have this mavi that's open on both sides, and on the one of the open sides, you only put a keira across on top. A keira does not have a shem mechitza. Memela hazorik l'teche potter. If somebody throws from Rishus Rabim into this mavi, midiraisi a potter. Why? Because you only have two mechitzas here. I on the third side, you have a keira. A keira is not mishum mechitza. Alma, we see, what does Yehuda hold? Alma kesavar, lechi mishum mechitza. The matter of a lechi, when you put a lechi up on the third side, the entrance, that looks as if it's sosum. It goes straight across, and it has a din mechitza, the lechi. Mashenkin v'keira mishum heker. That's why we always make all of a keira. It only has a din heker to it. A keira never has a din like it's yerid v'seisim. It goes and closes down, gives it a shem mechitza. A keira is less of a kula. So male, a keira is only mutar when you already have three walls. So three walls is a rishus yachim midiraisa. Just midirabbanan, you have to have a fourth wall. So rabbanan will make it with a heker of a keira. But here, where you have a mavim a foolish that's open on both sides, so you only have two mechitzas. If you put a keira on the third side, that's nothing. That's not called Rishus Yochim Midiraisa. That's why you put her. That's what Yehuda meant to say. But he's only talking about where there's only two walls to the Mavi. Those ends are open to Rishus Rabim. So therefore it's good. But it's a Kiddush. If you put a lechi on one side, a lechi has a shein mechitza, and it's called Rishus Yochim Midiraisa, and now you chayit. Yeah. The Marvachein Oma Rabba. Same thing Rabba holds. Lechi Mishum Mechitza. A lechi has a shem mechitza, the kura mishum heker. The matta of a kura always is only a heker. That's all. The kura only has a shem heker. The rov lama rov says name. Echod zev, yechod zev mishum heker. Both of them, zaya lechi, zaya kura, only has a din of a heker. What's a nafkamina? A nafkamina, midirabbonin, there's no nafkaminas. Because midirabbonin, we always say a lechi, the kura only helps in the fourth wall. So in the fourth wall, either one is good. Let it only be a heker. It's mutter. The shenafkamina is on midiraisim. In our case, we have a mavi mefulish that's open on both sides to Rishus Rabin. So you only have two walls. The shalom now, if you put on the third wall, the third opening, you put a lechi. That according to the first man, the yoma, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is called the mechitza. So midiraisim, you made it for Rishus Yochid now. According to Rav, no, it's still only a karmelis. A mele midiraisim, a potter, that's not called Rishus Yochid. A lechi can't make it into a mechitza. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda that a lechi does give it a shei mechitza. Right. Eisvei Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba l'Rova. Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba has a kasha to Rova. Is alokom hazorik l'movui. If you throw something into the movui, is yesh lo lechi chayiv. It says a braisa claw. If the movui has a lechi, then you chayiv midiraisa. As if you throw from Rishus Rabin into a movui, and the movui has a lechi, then you chayiv. Ein le lechi potter. If it doesn't have a lechi, a potter. So here it's a klor raya to Rav Yehuda that the lechi has a shein mechitza. And the chur we're talking about a mavi mefulish that's open on both sides. So you put a lechi in one of the entrances. So you see klor the lechi gives it a shein mechitza, and that's why you chayiv. Mashenk, if it doesn't have a lechi, a potter. So here it's a klor raya to Rav Yehuda. A lechi has a shein mechitza to it. And the Gemara Rav answers like this: Hochi koma, ein le tzarech el lechi. Luichu, the mavi is a mavi sosum, that the mavi is closed on all three sides, and all it needs is just a lechi on the fourth side. So then, even without the lechi midiraisum, it's called a rishus yochid, because three walls make a rishus yochid midiraisum. The mele hazorik l'teicha chayiv. If somebody throws from rishus rabin into this mavi, if the mavi is only missing a lechi, that means it has three good walls. So that's a rishus yochid midiraisum. Mele yichayiv. Mashenkein lechi b'davar achar luyitzu. This is a mavi mefulish. That a mavi mefulish needs a lechi on one side, but on the other side you also need a tzuras pesach. If the mavi needs a lechi and something else, means it's a mavi mefulish. So right now you only have two walls. Then I tell you, hazor gotechei potter. If you throw inside this mavi, even if you put a lechi on the third side, still you potter me the raisa. Because the Rava holds the lechi is not mishum mechitza. The lechi doesn't make it a mechitza. So all you have is just two walls, therefore you potter. Just one piece theory to Rava. Yes, that's the aside here. We have three walls, that's what three walls make a rishus hayochid. And Mashenka and the Nafkamina here is we only have two walls and you put a lechi on the third wall. For the Gemara Eitzka, that's another kasha to Rava. Eitzvi, Yeser Akein Amr Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said a bigger chiddush than he said before. And before he's talking about something that you say good p'tikrum. If you have like a bridge going over a mokum on both sides of the bridge, you say p'tikrum yerg v'saisim. It's called Rishus Yachar on the bottom. Now he says a bigger chiddush of Yehuda. Yes, Rakein Amr Rabbi Yehuda. Mi sheyesh lo shnei batim v'shnei tzidim Rishus Rabbim. Somebody owns two houses on each side of the street. Hey, on this side of the street you own this house. Across the street from the Rishus Rabbim, you own another house. This is a Yehuda sheet that it says what? If you want to carry now from one house to the other house through the Rishus Rabbim, the answer is oisa lechi mikan, the lechi mikan. Make a lechi on one side of the house and on the other side of the house. Oi kuru mikan, the kuru mikan, or else a kuru being going across on that side of the house and another being going across on the other side of the house. That's enough. The noise of noise of biemsa, and the mainly a lot of carry in between. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, l'chura you see that what the lechi and a kuru is both mishum mechitza, because here l'maisa how many walls do we have? Only two walls. You have this house and the other house across the street. So we have these two walls. The two fronts of the houses are two walls, but nothing else. Still, Rabbi Yehuda says you put a lechi or a kuru, you're allowed to carry. So l'chura you see a kuru and a lechi gives it a shem mechitza. And the Gemara, no Amru Loi, the Rabbanan Dizach on Rabbi Yehuda, what do they say? Amru Loi, the Rabbanan say back to Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Ma'arvin Rishus HaRabim Mekach. The Rabbanan say no, you can't make an Erev like this. So Lachur, even the Rabbanan, they don't Dizach on Rabbi Yehuda. They just hold that even though Luyit Sui, this curve we're going across, or this Lechi, has a Shem Mechitzon, but it's not going to be better than a Surah HaPesach. The Rabbanan Shita is that when the Rabbim walks through a Tzuras HaPesach, it breaks the Mechitza. So that's what Rabbanan argues on the Yehuda. How could you say just having a Lechi? Good, the Lechi has a Shem Mechitza. But since the Rabbim walks through these two Lechis, the Rabbim breaks a Tzuras HaPesach. You can't be Marav Rishus HaRabbim with just a Tzuras HaPesach. You have to have a Delis. Yes, I call upon him though. Good, Rabbanan only deems it because there's a Rabbim. But without the Rabbim going through, Mash would have been asking for Rabbi Yehuda. So you see a Lechi and a Kaira does have a Shem Mechitza. So it's a Kasha and Rova. And the Gemara Poshit, Hosom Ksover Rabbi Yehuda, Shtei Mechitzas Midiraisa. You just want to bring a Raisa from Rabbi Yehuda Shritom. Eilechanami, Rabbi Yehuda himself, Zich holds that Midiraisa, what makes up Rishus Yochid? Two Mechitzas. That's the Yehuda Shita. But we, the Halacha, don't hold like a Yehuda. We hold what makes up Rishus HaYochid, at least three mechitzes. You have to have three mechitzes. Mashenke and two mechitzes, the Zichid doesn't make Rishus HaYochid. So here, but you can't bring any rice from a Yehuda that a Lechi or a Kurya has a Shem Mechitza. It could be no, it has no Shem Mechitza. Why is it Mutta to Matatla according to a Yehuda? Because a Yehuda holds that two mechitzes alone make Rishus HaYochid. And you only need a lechi b'kurim mid rabbanan. That's why you could be making according to Rabbi Yehuda. But about the lalocha, we hold not like Rabbi Yehuda. That you need three wolves. It could be a lechi and a karma like Rava. Don't have a shay mechitza. But Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, mavi sha'ar koy kirochbi. If you have a mavi that is exactly long as it is wide, is the lalocha eino nita b'lechi mashu. It doesn't have a shame movi, and mainly on the fourth wall, even though it's a movi sosim, it has three walls all along, it's closed on all three sides. On the fourth side, there's no heter with a lechi alone. In other words, it has a din chotzer. What calls a movi that we had before already? A movi has to be longer than its width. If its width and length is the same size, it loses its shame movi. Omer Rav Chiya Barashi, Omer Rav. Movui she'orko kerochboi and nitta b'koyre tefach. The same halacha. Since the movui is not longer than width, they're equal, the same length as the width, it doesn't have a heter of a movui and a nitta b'koyre. You can't be mati with a koyre tefach. Omer Rav Zeira, kamo mechuvonim shmaita to desabi. Like how good are these two halachas that said over? The what? What's the svara? Kivor and the orko kerochboi. Once the movui is just as long as it is wide, it has the exact same measurements, is Alocha Hevelei Chotzer. This movie gets a shame Chotzer to it. Alocha is the Chotzer Ein and Iteres, the Lechi Bekoirim. And a Chotzer, that's most of our alleyways, are always only Chatzerim, has a shame Chotzer to it. A Chotzer is not Mutter with the Lechi alone or a Koir alone. Ela Pas Abo. By a Chotzer, either you need one Pas Abo Tfochim wide, or else you have to have two Pasim, two Lechis on each side. But what gives it a shame, Movi? A Movi has to be at least longer than it is wider. By its Omer Abzeira, E Kash, do I have any Kashas here? Ho Koshli, this is what Shred to me. Lechura Lehevi, Levi Hai Lechi Kepas Mashu, Vinishtori. What are you telling me now? That it has a shame Chotzer to it, that this Movi lies like a Chotzer? Good! So what do I care? So the Movi lies a Chotzer. A Chotzer is Mutter with a Pas. So let them lechid have a shame pass. So why isn't this movi, even if the movi is just as wide, as long, why isn't the mutter with a lechid, let the lechid have a shame pass? And the more push it, is the mitzvah, hodi yom rabasi, yom rab yechinim, pass a chotzer, tzrichin shihei bem abo. Like we said the whole time, when are we matter with a chotzer with one pass, only if the pass is dalet fucking wide? Here you have a lechi. A lechi is only a mashu. See, if it has a shem movi, the rabbonim will make it by a movi with a lechi kolshu. But now that we're saying the movi is just as wide as long, it doesn't have a shem movi, it has a din chotzer. A chotzer is only muti if the path is at least dalat tvachim wide. Omer Rav Nachman, nektina and we hold halacha, a zel movi, what is called a movi? Shenit the belechi bekoira, that has the coolest, that you could be makel to metal in a movi, even if you only have either a lechi, a mashu, or else a kura going on top, it has to be kol sha'orkoi yeser arochmoi. It has to be longer than it is wider. Vaita ubatim v'chatzeres psuchim toichoi. You have to have two chatzerim opening up into the movi, and poshut, you have to have two houses opening up into each chatzer. That's called a movi. So here Rashi says, interesting, Rashi says here, ubatim v'chatzeres. Rashi says, "Shtei chatzeres psuchos l'toychein, ubayis psuach l'chol chotzer." Rashi here says, "Mashmo, only one house has to be opened up into each chotzer." Shken hoye diros nufnei kol bayis haychotzer. Then, when the entrance to your house and front of the house, that's called the chotzer. But in the Gemara and Shabbos, we had close. Mashmo, you have to have two batim. And Tois also about that. The bottom Tois says, "Batim chatzeres psuach l'toychein." So Tois is Shtei Chatzeres L'movi U Shtei Batim L'chol Chotzer V'chotzer V'ochi Yisra V'perek Reb Lez B'mila. That's what we had often in the Gemara on Shabbos, that you have to have two houses opening up into both Chatzerim, and you have to have two Chatzerim opening up into Movi. That's called a Movi. Less than that doesn't have a shame Movi, and it's only called a Chotzer. Right, two houses, right. So now all our alleyways between one house and the other house does not have a shame Movi, because we don't have two houses opening up into a chotzer, so all our alleyways usually are only called a chotzer. Yeah. Now, v'yezel hi chotzer. Now, what's called a chotzer? She'eino niteris belechi v'koiro ela b'pas abo. Now, what's called a chotzer? That a chotzer doesn't have any heter with a lechi v'koiro. No, a chotzer always needs a pas abo. A chotzer is a more chomedik adin. Kol shem rubas. Abi it squared. Of a chotzer is squared, that gives it a shame chotzer, that you have to have a pas. One pas means at least dalet tfochim wide, or else two lechis would be good. We want to make a dik now. Rubas in agululoi. That's because it's squared and not circled. Mahochi koma. E orko yeser arochba heavily movi. If it's longer than wider, then it has a din movi. O movi taka belechi bekoirasagi. A movi is enough with either a lechi or a koira. The loy, but let's say it's not longer than width. No, they're both equal. The length and the width is equal. Heavily chotzer, then it has a din chotzer. The kama, how much? Trashi the kama ye orko yeser. The nafkalei medin chotzer or medishdari belechi mashu. How much longer does it have to be to give it a shame movi? He was saying now a movi is a pshat that's longer than it is wider. How much longer does it have to be than wider to give it a shame movi and it's not called a chotzer? Sova shmolem eimar adiika pishnayim. It has to be, the length has to be double. It has to be twice as long as it is wide. Pishnayim rochbei.
Omalei Rav, Rav answered back, Kochiyom Echavivi, Afilu Mashu. You should all know, even though it's a Mashu longer, still it's Mutter. So the kids, what's Mashu from last Gemara here, it's Mashu with two dinim here, that a Mavui is only called a Mavui with few Gedarm. It has to have longer than wider, and you have to have two Chatserim opening up into it, and you have to have two Batim opening up into each Chatser. Then the Gemara talks about a chotzer. The Gemara says, what's called a chotzer? A chotzer is called merubas, if it's squared. Mashma, if a chotzer is longer than it is wider, it has a din of a mavui, and it's mutter with a kar of a lechi. The chur is a pella. A chotzer doesn't have two batim opening up into it. And a chotzer doesn't have two chatzerim opening up into it. So why is a chotzer better than a mavui? That's Tosfos kasha. Tosfos kasha. Vim toima. Chotzer shein merubas. The Mars Mashma, if you have a chotzer that's not squared, it's longer than wider, heichim mishtari b'lechi. How is the mutter with a lechi b'kairo? Who ain't batim b'chaseres, tzuchum b'teichon. You don't have batim b'chaseres opening up into it. So why is a chotzer better than a movi? So the bottom line of Taisa says, for Nira Lafarish, the last two few words, Nira Lafarish, mishum de movi karo l'rishus rabin. A movi, like an alleyway, is always close to rishus rabin. Yoysem me chotzer. More than a chotzer. Therefore, boy batim chaseris. Therefore, if you want to have this kula in a movi with a kairu or with a lechi, you have to have two chaserim and two houses opening up into it. Because the movi is closer to Rishus Rabin. Mashenka in the Gemara's times, the chaserim, the chotzer, was in front of your house, and your house opened up into a movi, and then you went to Rishus Rabin. So since the chotzer is further away than the Rishus Rabin, a chotzer tak has a bigger kula than the movi does. That a chotzer, as long as the chotzer is not squared, as long as it's longer than it is wider, it could also have a heter of a bekar of a lechi. So, Loger Lomaisa Ba'os today, this heter we would have, because usually our chatzerim are right in front of the Rishus Rabin. We have our house, and then we have the front yard, and then right away we go into the Rishus Rabin. So, the chur, our chatzerim with Taisa Svara should be like a movi. That'll only be mutter with a lechi or with a kairo, only if you have two chatzerim and two batim opening up into it. So good, so lamais, all our alleyways, or even the front of the house or the backyard, the chur should have a din of a chotzer. The chur is still shver. As the chotzer, all you have to have to be matzah of a chotzer is just two lechis. All you should have to have is a lechi on one side and a lechi on the other side. It's providing the entrance is 10 amis or smaller. If it's not more than 10 amis, all you should have to have is just two lechis. And lamais, the shasat chachi could be mekel, because that's the ikar adin is like that. Just interesting, the Ramah brings down, the meaning is not like that. The Ramah says, V'yei shomrim, d'loy gen idna, like today, everybody's machmir, l'sakim kol ha-mavoyis, b'tzuras ha-pesach. The meaning is now to be machmir, and even on the mavoyis, all mavoyis, we only make all with the tzuras ha-pesach. Why? To kol ha-mavoyis, shalonu yeshlam din chaseris. They all have a din chaser. And that's our meaning. So Kisa Mishmura says that even though a chotzer is enough with two lechi, you shouldn't have to have a tzuras ha-pesach. But that's the minig that we're machmir. Mishun mavoyis ein batim chedev tzuchim b'teichoy. Mishun depomim ha-movi mefulish. Mishnei tzadiv. V'yoz vadin tzorach lahachmir boi. Tzorach tzuras ha-pesach. Hey, sometimes you won't know the difference. Sometimes we're afraid maybe the chotzer will be mefulish on both sides. So, and if it's open on both sides, then for sure you have to have a tzuras ha-pesach on one side. Therefore, the minig is to be machmer that we want to make an error to close off your backyard. We always put a tzuras ha-pesach. That is our minig. But he says in Afkuminim, let's say in the middle of Shabbos, the top string snaps. The string falls off it. So Vadi can still be mekel to carry in the chotzer, because since you still have the two lechis there. Because mekel radin, two lechis is enough. As long as it's not wider than 10 amis, two lechis is enough. Now, metchilo, the minig is always to use the tzuras ha-pesach. So, right. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Omar Talmudech, says in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel says in the Talmudech, that he says the machlokes was only by the machlokes, Vishar Mesil was only when it's wider than Dalet Tfochin. But less than Dalet Tfochin, there's no machlokes. So more Rabbi Kiva Omar, Alzeh Nechgur. Rabbi Kiva says no. The machlokes, Vishar Mesil is by both cases. Zai, whether it's less than Dalet Tfochin, more than Dalet Tfochin.